The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
And good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. It's good to have people on this beautiful day. Just have them stay with us for an hour and then they can get out and go out and enjoy the sunshine.
Exactly. And today's show is a show that most folks, I think, are going to want to listen to. Our guest this morning is Kim Rayner, and Kim is a young lady who started a business all about Spirit LLC. And if you want to feel invigorated and inspired, listen to the program this morning because you're going to walk away with a lot of good information. We'd like to just tell you that the Biz Talk program is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score chapter, and we will be bringing you more information a little later in the program about the Score chapter. And if you have a question for Kim, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. And if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, 866-887-1150. Well, good morning, Kim.
Hi, Tony.
And it's really a pleasure to have you here in the studio this morning. You and I have known each other for probably 7 years or so.
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that. And our paths keep crossing a little bit. And you were recently attending the Million Cups programs out of Fox Valley Tech. And you stood up there and you gave a wonderful presentation on you and your business. And I said, gosh, this has to be a program that you want to share with a whole bunch of people. So we finally convinced you to come on to Biz Talk. Many folks are afraid to come on the radio, but Kim is a real champion. And we're going to hear a little bit about her. So, Kim, tell us about your background and your business.
Okay. My name is Kim Rayner, as you heard, and I'm from Freedom, Wisconsin, and I started a business called All About Spirit. And I started the business for a couple of reasons. My dad was a 1994 stroke survivor, and that left him wheelchair dependent, and I was his primary caregiver for a while. And when he became a dialysis patient, he ended up in end-stage kidney failure. And when that happened, we moved him from Clintonville to Appleton, and I got very active in his life. I became his durable and medical power of attorney. And the last year of his life, he was involved in a medical transport vehicle accident that actually killed the other passenger in the vehicle, and it ended up sending him to the hospital in an ambulance to the emergency room 22 times in about 10 months. And during that process, the hospital that he went to did a really great job 21 of the times, and the last time he was admitted, they really missed the mark, and he made the decision to discontinue dialysis, and that caused him to die in 17 days. It was the end of his life. And that had such a big impact on me that I really wanted to go and share with the hospital that last admission experience. So I went and talked to the person in charge of the hospitalists, and she said, you know, we're getting ready to start this new program called palliative care, and we're just in the planning stages of it. We would love for you to come and share your dad's story as the patient's voice while we build this model. And I said, it would make it seem like his end of life wasn't for nothing, and I'd be honored to do that. And I shared as what I thought was the patient's voice, and I was so impacted by the information I learned that I quit my job, and I went back to college to get my Bachelor of Science in Nursing so I could work in palliative care, which was really a new area in medicine in the Fox Cities. And I was finishing up my second year of college, and I was diagnosed with stage 3C ovarian cancer. And when I got that diagnosis, I learned that I really shared the daughter of the patient's voice, not the patient's voice. When I talked to the hospital, the patient's voice is really different. And based on my experience, you know, I was a college student, and I had college medical insurance, which covers broken bones from football, not oncology for ovarian cancer.
You didn't play football, though.
I didn't play football.
you used the phrase, you said the difference as far as the different voice from the voice of the patient versus the voice of the daughter of the patient. How does that differ? What did you find that to be different?
When you are the caregiver for somebody, you can understand what they're experiencing based on the way that it impacts your life, mm-hmm. how it affects your scheduling, how it affects your time commitments, how it affects your relationship with the person. When you're the patient, there's a whole series of emotions that you can't even begin to comprehend if you've never been told, gosh, I'm really sorry, but it is cancer, mm-hmm. or some other kind of thing like that. You don't understand what it feels like to have your body, the one thing that you've carried with you your whole life, to have your body betray you, mm-hmm. you know? So there's support that's necessary in all of the different aspects, but the patient is really different than the family of the patient.
And you learned you had ovarian cancer, and then what happened after that?
Well, because I tried to go back to school. I had gotten my associate's degree, and I was enrolled in the College of Nursing, and I tried to go back to school, and, you know, I had three surgeries. I had 18 rounds of chemo. I was hospitalized. I had blood transfusions. I mean, it has an impact on your body. And I was pretty healthy before, so it was kind of a shock. And in that process, because I didn't have medical insurance that covered that kind of thing, I ended up hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. And, you know, I lost the place I was living. I tried to go back to college, and I couldn't. I didn't have the stamina to do the work. I didn't have the mental capacity. There's this thing called chemo brain, and it's real. Mm-hmm. And it's real. I couldn't leave the house without having to go back in three times because I forgot things. Mm-hmm. So, and, you know, I lost my life savings. I lost my ability to work in the world. And I ended up on disability as a result of that. And I was 48 years old. I was not ready to be mm-hmm. on disability.
And through all of that experience, you found something. You realized something.
I did. You know, I'm a pretty open person, and I went and I had conversations with people in the medical profession, and I talked to them about what was going on. And, you know, they knew exactly what to do with me for the physical aspects. But there was this whole emotional component, and there was this spiritual component, and there was this sense of impending doom that was going on. And, you know, they didn't know how to handle that. And I tried to plug into different places. You know, I wanted to go to one of those cancer facilities. But if you're not private pay, you don't have access to the body, mind, spirit services that they offer you. So I struggled to try and find a way to move through my life, to find a way to create a life. I had dreams, I had plans, I had goals, and that rug was pulled out from under me, and I felt shattered.
Mm-hmm. You know, most people, when they have what they call a life-changing event like this, are looking for some kind of help. But as you said, there's a lot, not a whole lot of things there. So that's the basis then for your business, was to be able to provide that kind of support and those kinds of backgrounds.
Absolutely. It's to be able to support people in a way that you don't know where else to go to get support. I mean, the medical team tells you where to go, when to be there, what to eat or not eat, you know, what you should be drinking, what time. And they really prepare you every stage of the way. And, you know, God bless them for the work that they do. But their work takes you to the end of your treatment. And then, you know, they hand you back the keys to your life. And it's like, I don't even know where you park the car. So, I don't know what to do now. And truly, in my experience, the easy part was the treatment. It was trying to rebuild after that. That was like, I have no idea what to do.
Kim, where along the way did you realize you wanted to start your own business and be that resource for folks like you who were going through that? There was no one there for you to go to at that time, but now you are there for people to go to. Where did that begin to crystallize in your mind?
I think as I started walking through the process, I had the idea that this shouldn't be this hard, and I wanted to go to college to help people, and I knew I couldn't finish my degree. And it's like, well, why can't I do this? You can't learn this stuff in a book. I mean, you have to live this to get
experience.
This. And it was, I mean, I went through a period where, you know, I was not in a good place. You know, I was contemplating suicide. I had a plan. And as I came out of the other side of that through a lot of intense personal growth and personal work, I thought, man, if I could help people do this, that would be really nice. And I had taken the eSeed course previously with Fox Valley Technical College. Mm-hmm. So I reached out to Amy Peach, and she told me about a program called the Business Model Showcasing. Mm-hmm. And I took that class, and I did a presentation. They had a competition in November of that year, and they said, you should participate in that competition. So I did, and I actually won the Community Impact Award for my idea. So then I went back, and I took the eSeed Express course, and I started doing a business plan, and I started talking to SCORE, and I started formulating the idea and thought, okay, this might really work.
Mm-hmm. How long have you had your business now?
I became an LLC in January of 2015. That's when I registered it.
Sure. And if folks wanted to get in touch with you, Kim, how would they reach out to you? How can they reach you?
You can reach me certainly on my cell phone, which is 920-858-1910, and also on Facebook at All About Spirit. And I'm in the process of building a website. It's not up and running. But you can email me at kim@allaboutspirit.net, and that'll come to me as well.
Mm-hmm. And when people contact you and want to ask you some questions about their situation, you're willing to speak with them for an hour or two and just provide information and guidance and see if you can help them before the relationship with them actually begins as a paying customer?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There's always a process because the work that we do is really intimate. It's mm-hmm. really private. And you get into parts of people's lives that it's like, I may never have shared this with anybody. So it absolutely needs to be a good fit. And yeah, so there's an intake session.
You pointed out in the pre-show conversation that there were things going through your mind you didn't want to tell your family. But you might have shared that with someone who wasn't a family member. And There's that. The family wants to do everything they can to help, but sometimes the person who's afflicted can't open up to that. And maybe someone who's not a family member, is not in a judgmental position or something, can be more helpful.
Absolutely. And that goes from everything to, I'm really sick of them hovering over me. Everybody's looking at me with sympathy, and I'm tired of that. I want somebody to tell me what's going on in their life instead of asking me all the time what's going mm-hmm. on in mine. Or, you know, I'd really rather be dead. Or I think I want to discontinue treatment. And how do you have those conversations with your family?
And I've never been in your situation, but I could imagine being there and then saying, why is everybody asking me how I feel? I want to know how you feel. Let's talk about you for a while. I don't want to talk about me anymore.
Absolutely.
It's pretty depressing to talk about my situation because I'm in that physical situation.
Absolutely. That's real.
With that, we're going to take our first break. We're talking this morning with Kim Rayner, who is the owner of All About Spirit LLC. Stay tuned. We're going to be covering a lot more great material with Kim. And you're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Kim Rayner, who is the founder and owner of a very exciting company called All About Spirit LLC. We have a caller on the line, Sarah. And Sarah, if you could hold for just 1 second, I want to say something about SCORE real quick. Our SCORE chapter is the one that brings you this program each weekend. We are a volunteer organization, one of about 350 chapters around the country. We have 55 volunteer mentors, and our chapter is serving an eight-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, and we offer free confidential mentoring and assistance and guidance to entrepreneurs who are looking to start their company or grow their company. If you'd like to learn more about SCORE, look us up at foxcities.score.org. And if you'd like to request some mentoring assistance, fill out the mentoring request form, hit the send button, and within 24 to 48 hours, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up your first meeting. So, good morning, Sarah. Thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Kim?
I do. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Kim, it's so exciting to hear you talk about your business on air. You and I have worked together personally, and you have helped me out in my life immensely. And I attribute that to the fact that you are so open and willing to share your own experience and your own struggles that you've been through, that your ability to help me was, I think, improved because of your having done the work yourself. So first of all, I just want to thank you for that.
Thank you.
And then on a professional level, I also do work in the community with people who are oftentimes going through some of those major life event changes. And I know that you do the one-on-one work because we've done that before, but I'm wondering if you also do any type of group work or anything like that, and how does that work?
I absolutely do group work, and it was really important to me to make sure that I had three price points to be able to help because my own experience had such a financial impact. So I do the private coaching, which is for people who, you know, who can afford and want the more personal attention. Mm-hmm. And then I do group coaching for people, which is more cost effective, and they're smaller groups, but you also get the group environment and you get personal interaction. And then I also have a component where you have access to on-demand programs where you can download the whole course and you can download the audios, and you also get the workbook so you can take it at your leisure. You have access to the information when it's convenient for you, and it's also more cost effective. And then I also have a program in place where if somebody does a donation and wants to contribute for somebody else to take a program, I will contribute their space in a group coaching program.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
So the folks that I work with could access your services on multiple levels, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Kim, when you're talking about that particular part
of the
program.
Thank you for the call, Sarah.
When you're talking about that online part, how do people reach that? How do they get to that?
It's going to be built into my website, which is scheduled to be built. There'll be a way where you can log into the website and just purchase it and download it.
Okay. All right.
In the meantime, how do folks reach out to you, Kim, if they're interested in gifting or if they're interested in using any of the three tiers of your business? How do they reach you?
That would be through the Facebook page, through Facebook at All About Spirit, or email kim@allaboutspirit.net, or certainly calling me at 920-858-1910.
Great. That was a great call and good question from Sarah, and congratulations on having that kind of relationship with your clients. It's wonderful. Let's step away from that for a moment, just talk briefly. We only have about 3 minutes. How important was a business plan in forming your company and getting it going and getting it organized? You mentioned going through the EC program. Did you do a business plan, and how important was that for you?
I absolutely did do a business plan, and it was hugely important. The plan that I used was through ECED, like I said, and it really walked you through every aspect. And there's so much that you don't think about when you're in the process of building your plan and walking through the process and laying it all on paper. And it can be tedious. And I think actually walking through the plan, if you have the tenacity to finish it, you probably have the tenacity to be successful in business.
Very good point.
Yeah, because it's hard work. And you think, I have a really great idea, but when you start picking it apart and fleshing it out, it's like, oh, that's not going to work. So I ended up saving a lot of money on paper that I didn't have to spend in real life because mm-hmm. I went, oh, well, that's not going to work. So let me try it this way. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
And, yeah, that's one of the things that that business model structure can allow you to do, as opposed to the very structured type of business planning.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, the business plan is really a great way to take a lot of emotion out of the business, but not sacrifice any passion for the business. But still, you're making good decisions based on fact. And you made a good point earlier. Ask other people what they think about your business plan. Talk to Amy Peach, or talk to SCORE, or talk to an advisor like an accountant or an attorney or a friend who might be in business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thinking that you can do this on, thinking that I could do this on my own was unrealistic. I have a big team. I have a lot of support. And it's, yeah, I ask people because there's no way I can physically do this all myself. And I can't know everything. And there are experts all over the place. So
exactly.
Take advantage.
Yep. We're going to take our next break right now. We'll come back on the other side. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY 1150 and 103.5 FM.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're talking with Kim Rayner, owner of All About Spirit, LLC. We're going to get back to Kim in just a moment. And Jen, I know you're on the phone, but if you could hold on for just maybe one more minute, we're just going to tell you a little bit more about our SCORE chapter. Randy, we, in addition to all of the mentoring we do, we also put on some seminars. What's on
right,
the agenda?
Right. We have some really good programs coming up. The first one coming up right now is called Introduction to Financial Statements. When we're talking about a business plan and so on, understanding your financials is critical. Mm-hmm. And this is an area that many people are confused about and mm-hmm. worried about. This particular program is going to be on September the 12th. It'll run from 6 until 8 in the evening. It's going to be held at the Fox Cities Chamber office in the lower area there. It's a $25 fee for the program, but we have an expert instructor there. Terry Pinch is going to be teaching. Terry is a 30-year expert in financial planning. He's also a CPA, and he's also one of our SCORE mentors.
Yep.
So he will be able to help you understand all of those words and ideas yep. and so on in the wonderful world of financial statements. So again, that's going to be September 12th from 6 until 8 in the evening. To register, go out to foxcities.score.org, go out on the website and check into the local seminars, and you'll be able to register. Everything can be taken care of, so sign yep. up for as soon as you can.
Thanks, Randy. And just a word about Terry Pinch. He's a fun guy. Studying financial statements can be like watching the grass grow or when's the sun coming up. But Terry makes a lot of fun. He's got a lot of sense of humor, and it'll be a fun class. So we hope you can attend that one. We have a caller on the line this morning. Jen, good morning. You have a question for Kim?
Good morning. Thank you. I do. Hi, Kim.
Hi, Jen.
So I'm not sure. I've heard you talk about life-changing events that you've had in your life, and I'm not sure if I missed the part if you talked about your father that passed away, because I tuned in a couple minutes late. But just wondering how you transitioned after your dad died. I just lost mine a couple months, and I'm just wondering how you would work with somebody like me and what you would do.
That is a great question. I was so involved in my dad's life that when he died, it was really painful for me. I mean, I saw him every day for about 3 years, and a big part of my existence was being his caregiver. And when he left the planet, it left this void in my life, and it's like, I don't quite know what to do with myself. My purpose for being here seems to have evaporated, and I don't know what to do about that. And that was really a huge part of the beginning of my spiritual journey. I got in touch with some of the pain around that and some of the relationships. And even as he was preparing to die, I mean, we read a lot of books together. We read Elizabeth Kubler-Ross's book on death and dying. So I had some experience with that kind of thing. And we explored different ideas of, you know, what might happen when you leave the planet. And so we talked about a lot of that stuff. But there was this these emotions that I wasn't prepared for. I had figured I was really well prepared because this was such a long drawn out process. And I spent a lot of time digging around in the emotions of that. And I really found that I needed to have a safe place to talk about what was going on for me, and I needed to have some kind of a structure in place to say, yeah, this is normal. This is what you should be feeling at this point in the game. And how do I walk through that? And it's so personal and so individual. It depends on what your relationship is with that person. You know, did you see them a lot? Are you estranged from them? Did you have long gaps of time where you didn't see them? So this kind of work is so personal that it really is private. And there's so much that can be learned from it and gleaned from it. And it's really powerfully spiritual if you can stick with the emotions of it. Most of the time we want to hide from it. We want to say, this feels lousy and I don't want to be in this place. So, you know, maybe I'll go eat an ice cream cone, or maybe I'll go watch 15 episodes of something on Netflix. Mm. And that doesn't help. It doesn't go away. And when we can find a way to walk into that thing, to really plant our feet and say, wow, this is where I am today. I'm going to turn around and I'm going to walk into the pain. It is so rich, and there's so much experience that can be had from that. So absolutely, I work with people who are in that situation.
Great question,
Jen. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, feel free to reach out, Jen. Feel free to call me and we can talk.
Kim, you had a term there you used about the end of the path. How did you phrase that?
I call it the clearing at the end of the path, because that's what death feels like to me. Mm-hmm. And there's this way that if we expect that we're going to get out of here but death, we are setting ourselves up for this big disappointment. And actually, my dad is the one that said that as he was coming to the end of his life. He says, you know, Kimmy, if you think you're going to get out of this alive, you're wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I get that. And the clearing at the end of the path just sounds like my life is the path. It's okay. The journey.
Okay. Kim, we talked about in the pre-show the Richard Rohr, the Center of Action and Contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
And how he talks about non-dualistic thinking, that's pretty deep stuff. But dualistic thinking is saying there's a yes, there's a no. There's an on and an off. There's a good and a bad. Non-dualistic thinking is it's all God's plan, the good and the bad. And we accept and enjoy the good things, but we should look for the good in the bad things, the pain, the cancer, the broken bone, the lost job, the divorce, whatever it is. It's all part of God's plan, but how does the spirit in your company, in your approach to your client, tell us about how spirit works for that.
Absolutely. It's a huge component of the work that I do. As I was walking through the process of my dad's end-of-life experience, and then when I was thrown, and I call it thrown, into my own cancer experience, I really started looking at the ideas and the beliefs and the thought patterns that I had, and started paying attention to the similarities in things, and started to recognize, oh my gosh, this is what happened over here really prepared me for what was to come later on. And I can use a really good example. I was involved in a car accident in December of 2003, and the accident was my fault, and I would go to that intersection and I would get shaky. I would have a visceral reaction in my body every time I'd approach that intersection. And after my dad, he was involved in that car accident, and he was terrified to ride in the car. And because I was involved in that accident, I could take that experience and say, wow, this must be 10 times worse for my dad. And I could find compassion in that. So I was able to take that car accident and say, okay, it stunk. I totaled a car that I had less than, you know, 8 months, and turn it into, but I was able to be there for my dad in a way that I never would have been able to be there. I would have been like, chill out, Dad. The speed limit's 55. It's all good. I was able to say, you know what? We won't take the freeway today. We'll just drive on the city streets. So that was a spiritual experience for me. Mm-hmm. And when I started really looking for them, I mean, when I looked at my life through those soft eyes of spirit, everything that happens is a spiritual experience if you're willing to look at it. So a huge part of the work that I do is finding a way to listen to the soft, still voice of spirit as it plays out in your life.
There's always something to be learned.
Absolutely.
And applied maybe to help someone else. So there's the theme is it's not about me, me, me. It's about giving and helping other people.
Absolutely. And how do I, yeah, how do I take that information? How do I take my experience and help somebody else with that? Because I could sit and feel sorry for myself and whine about it, but I really have found a way, and it's really with the help of Spirit, to take what was literally the worst experiences in my life and to transform them into something that is really good. I have a good life today. And mm-hmm. If you'd have told me that 9 years ago, you know, I'd have said, I don't think so. I think my life is over.
If you have a question for Kim, give us a call this morning at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. We've had two callers already, so please call in. And if you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150.
Mm-hmm. And Kim, going on some of these ideas we were talking about, there are components in what you do and some of the training that you took as far as learning how to do this. One of the areas is being a life coach. Could you kind of explain a little bit about that? And then there was also some other ideas as far as different theories and so on that we talked about. But when we start with the life coach idea, how did you get into that and what kind of training did you take to become a life coach?
I actually am a certified life coach, and I'm certified in the practice of the law of attraction and the other spiritual laws. So the law of attraction is really the idea that says what you put out into the universe is what you get back. And it's talked about in a lot of different cultures, a lot of different spiritual practices. In Christianity, it's what you sow is what you reap. In the law of attraction, it's everything is energy, and energy is neither created or destroyed. So what you put out is going to come back to you in some form. Mm-hmm. And you might experience it or recognize it as, oh, you know, I'm thinking about this person and I should probably give them a call. And you go to reach for the telephone and it starts to ring and it's them. Mm-hmm. That's an example of that. And our whole lives are filled with experiences like that. So the first law that I teach people to play with is the law of attraction, to start recognizing where it's playing out in their life. And then there's other spiritual laws, because nothing that we do works as an island by itself. I mean, everything is interconnected.
One of the things that they refer to is like the yin and yang of different things. That there's a bright and a dark side to each thing, and this helps people recognize that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It helps people see that, you know, if you have a front to something, you're going to have a back. And if you have a good, you're going to have a bad, and an up and a down. And the law of attraction really helps people to say, oh, if I'm walking around grumbling and complaining about things, I'm going to get grumbling and complaining coming mm-hmm. back to me. And so how do I start to pay attention to that? And so much of my grumbling and complaining is based on my history. It's based on the thoughts and ideas and beliefs that are, you know, the composite of what made me me. Mm-hmm. So how do we take that information and stop long enough to pay attention, to say, what is it that I'm really feeling about this? What am I really thinking? And the reason that I got certified to be able to do this is it's easy for me to sit in my position and say, well, you should do this or you should do that. And what's right for me may not necessarily be right for you. So learning how to ask questions in a way that draws out, well, what are your sticking points? Because your sticking points are probably not mine, because we've walked a different path. Yeah. So the certification was really important for me, and it gave me some credentialing to right. say.
I like the term that you use about giving the person a safe place. Again, non-threatening. Mm-hmm. How do you try to expand that for the person? How do you make them more comfortable?
So the first thing that I do is really honor wherever you are. Whatever you're feeling today, you have every right to feel that. You have every right to feel that. And I really give them the opportunity and the permission to say, talk about what's going on. You can't paste a smiley face on a gas tank and expect to be able to drive to Cincinnati. You have to put gas in the car. And that's kind of what it's like when you're feeling your emotions.
Sure.
You have to feel them. If you want to clean the house, you got to look at the dirt. And this is the dirt. It's the stuff that we want to suppress and pretend isn't existing. Mm-hmm. And if we don't get in there and start looking at that and doing the work, we don't get to heal from this stuff. And that's really what this is. It's healing and it's transformation. And life on the other side, I mean, it feels icky when you're in the middle of it. But when you get to the other side, it's beautiful over here. The work that I really do is about teaching people how to release the past, how to embrace what's become the new normal, because there's nothing in my life that looked the same. Mm-hmm. And then how to thrive no matter what's going on. How do you do that? And you do it by looking within.
By enjoying the beauty of everything.
Absolutely.
And how important is our diet in all of this? Because the way we think is what creates our actions. And if we're not happy with where we are in life, we should change the way we're thinking to have different actions. So how important is diet on this?
You know, I think that it's a huge component. The food that we put into our bodies, it's the fuel for the machine. I mean, our bodies are a machine, and it's the fuel. And if you are putting garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. That's just the way it works. So I think paying attention and also honoring. One of the things that lots of people tell you is, you know, sugar is, cancer thrives on sugar. So you're told all the time, you know, don't eat sugar, don't eat chocolate, don't eat ice cream. And I can tell you that those were my go-to things. I wanted comfort. And finding a way to say, okay, my body is craving sugar or my emotions are craving sugar. What can I eat instead? Oh, well, you know what? Protein will relieve sugar cravings. I didn't know that until I started this journey. Eating uncooked almonds, unsalted almonds, can fix a chocolate fix or fix a chocolate craving. I didn't know that, you know.
And that's hard to believe.
It is hard to believe, but I can testify to it.
Believe
it's the truth.
But for a chocolate freak, it's hard to believe that something could substitute for chocolate. But,
I am a chocolate enthusiast.
But,
I get it.
But everything you're talking about, Kim, the spiritual side and the diet side, it's a transformation. It's a whole, people have to decide in their lives. They're just going to make a difference. They're going to do something different. And they're going to start thinking about not just themselves, but others and how they fit into that relationship, that spiritual relationship that we're all interconnected with.
Absolutely.
And we're all part of it, and we can't get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Kim, when you work with somebody today who's gone through these life-changing events and so on, what kind of time frame are you looking at? How long do you anticipate working with that person? Is it a short period of time, long period? How do you work with them?
It absolutely depends on the individual and where they are. The one thing that I would say about this work is you really need to be willing to be accountable. You need to own your own stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, that is absolutely the truth. Mm-hmm. And there are some people who can walk in the door and say, okay, bring it on. I'm ready. And, you know, we can have one session and they can go, oh, that gave me exactly the piece I need. And we won't have another conversation for 6 months or 8 months. And there's other people where I meet with them on a weekly basis for however long they need, or every other week for however long they need. So it's absolutely personally driven.
Okay.
It's personally driven.
Kim, we hear a lot about ego, and we hear about working together in a spiritual side. We're all interconnected. We should be receptive to other people. So if you're dealing with someone who has expressing their ego all the time, and they're kind of above everything, that has to come down first before they're really going to get any return, don't they? Don't they have to be pretty humble people?
I think that there needs to be a degree of humility. And for me, humility is one of those words that are like, oh, you know, I don't really like that word. And what I get today is that there's a side of humility. It's like that duality that you were talking about. Yep. There's a piece of it that says, you know, oh, I am sitting at the right hand of God, and I am all that in a bag of chips. And there's this other part that says, ooh, you know, you need to scrape me off the bottom of your shoe like a piece of gum. And in my opinion, humility is actually the mark of standing at a 90-degree angle, standing straight up and saying, I am fully who I am today, the good, the bad, and the ugly,
right.
The warts and all.
Right.
And when I can own that and say, I'm really good at this, and that's really cool, or, oh, man, I need some work around this. You know, there is a leveling, and that's the part that, you know, this work isn't for everybody. You really need to be okay with who I am in my skin. And the unraveling of this is the process of getting to be okay with who you are in your skin.
Yep.
Super.
With that, we're going to take our last break. Charmaine, please stay on the line. We'll come to you right after the break. You're listening to Biz Talk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.
Subtract line 6 from 13. Put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Another year. Another ride. Same great cause. It's the Fox Communities Credit Union Bike to the Beat, Track 2. Join Fox and all our communities on Saturday, August 5th, where you can literally pedal to the beat of the music. Roll out and jam out with 6 music stops along the biking course featuring food, refreshments, and, of course, live music. There's even an official Bike to the Beat beer at the finish line party. This is Bike to the Beat from Fox Communities Credit Union. Saturday, August 5th in Appleton, beginning just 2 blocks south of Jones Park. Find all the information and register today at foxbiketothebeat.com. Register now to save money on your entry fee. But don't worry, the money's going to a great organization, My Team Triumph. This is the feel-good summertime music event you don't want to miss. The Fox Communities Credit Union Bike to the Beat, Track 2. See you on August 5th and head to foxbiketothebeat.com now.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're going into our final segment with Kim Rayner, owner of All About Spirit, LLC, and we're talking about good health and good spirituality and how do we deal with a lot of very bad things that happen in our lives. And Kim has a great story to share. If you've missed the program or you're just tuning in, you can hear it again on biztalkwithscore.com. That's our website where we archive our shows, biztalkwithscore.com. And Charmaine's on the line, but Charmaine, I'd like to just say one thing about our sponsors of our show. We want to thank our sponsors who help bring this program to you each weekend. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Albertson Hailing CPAs, Legal Business Edge LLC, Candeo Creative in Oshkosh, and also the Business News, Jerry Mader and Larry Desch, who promote our program every 2 weeks in their biweekly periodical, the Business News. We would encourage you to subscribe to the Business News for only $20 a year. You're going to learn a lot about the business community in East Central Wisconsin that will help you grow. So with that, Charmaine, good morning, and thank you for calling in. Do you have a question for Kim?
Yes, I do. Thank you very much. First, I want to say, Kim, thank you for having this show. It's amazing the things that you do that I wasn't aware of. Thank you. I really appreciate that. One of the programs, I took one of your programs just shortly ago, and it was called The Spirituality of Money. And I really got a lot out of that. I'm curious if you've got any other similar types of programs coming up in the near future, or what other kind of programs you have coming up.
I absolutely do. Thank you, Charmaine, for the call. I have the spirituality of money is one of my programs, and then I have another program that I'll be starting in the beginning of 2018. It's called Treatments Over What Now, and the acronym for that program is TOWN. And that program is specifically for people who have had cancer, who have come to the end of their cancer treatment, and they have been handed the keys to their life, and they have no idea where to go. And it doesn't matter if your treatment was ending last week, last month, last year, 3 years ago, 5 years ago. It doesn't make any difference. If you're struggling with that, there are components to that that impact your social and family relationships, your physical relationship with yourself, how you learn to trust and intuit yourself, all of the changes that have gone on, your emotions, and then your spiritual aspect. And I actually coined it the spices of life. So Treatments Over What Now walks through the spices of life to help you get firm footing on those areas. So I have that program. And then I have a program called The Clearing at the End of the Path, mm-hmm. which is for people who are approaching their end of life. And how do we walk through that? How do we have the hard conversations with people? And then I have a program called an Introduction to the Universal Laws of Spirit, and that really talks about the law of attraction. It's an introduction to that. And then, because the law of attraction doesn't work alone, there is the law of deliberate creation, which says, oh, I understand about attraction. How do I start creating the things I want? How do I start putting out the good vibes? And then how the law of allowing, which says, okay, I've got this stuff coming back. How do I get myself out of the way to allow this stuff to start coming in? So it walks through 9 different spiritual laws. Okay. There's that program.
Thank you, Charmaine. That was a great question. Kim, you just went through your programs that you're coming up with, but mm-hmm. it's not just for the person who's dying. It's for the people around them too, isn't it?
Absolutely.
As a group to support each other.
Absolutely. The program can be any of the programs. I know I had an experience with my son where when I was diagnosed with cancer, I've been a single mom for a long time, and I have been the center focus of his world, his life, and his reaction to my cancer experience, it was very painful for him, and he was afraid I was going to die, and he needed to step away. He felt like it was easier to step back than to be engaged. That was really painful as the survivor, and it took us about 6 years to finally get to a place where we could have a conversation about it. My feelings were hurt, and I was disappointed and angry, and he said, you know, it wasn't that I loved you. It was that I loved you so much I couldn't watch you walk through that. Mm-hmm. And to be able to have somebody help me with that conversation when it's real life and I'm in it, it would have been wonderful to have us have somebody to navigate that, but there wasn't anybody. We figured it out on our own, and we did figure it out, and we have a really good relationship today. But it was painful in the process.
And it was a change in attitude for your son. He had to step outside of himself and look back and say, I don't like where I am over there. There's got to be something better.
Absolutely.
And that's the growth that each of the people you work with or people in your situation with a bad health situation, they have the potential to have that growth as well.
Absolutely.
But it's simple. It's not real complicated. It just takes guts.
It does. It takes guts.
And, a lot of courage.
Yeah. And none of us are islands. We're not an island. What we do, there is a ripple effect. It touches everybody and everything, and it goes out for miles. And we may never see the way it touches other people or other things, but it's huge.
Yep.
Okay, Kim, real quickly, we have about a minute left, and we're at that point maybe where we'd ask you for what your biz tip would be for people out there who are thinking about starting a business, taking that jump. What's your tip?
That's a great question. The first thing I would say is you never know more clearly what you want than when you're in the middle of what you don't want. So get clear on what you want, get focused, and keep moving towards it. Don't let other people's fears become your own fears. Ask for help when you need it, and trust that you can't do everything by yourself, and stay away from the shiny object syndrome. Just because it looks better doesn't necessarily mean that it is. Okay. Stick to your plan.
Stick to the plan. Keep coming back to that. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim, and thanks for coming in and sharing your story. It's a beautiful story. It's an inspiring story, and you're a great guide for anybody who has to walk through those dark valleys of death and so on. You're a blessing and you're an inspiration, Kim. So thanks for coming on our show this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're welcome. We're glad you tuned in this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on 1150 WHBY and 103.5 FM.